Hi, I'm Dave Summers, and welcome to AMA's Edgewise, where you will hear fresh insights from recognized thought leaders across a wide range of subject matters. AMA's Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. The AMA is a global leader in professional development and education, improving the immediate performance and long-term growth of individuals and organizations. Check us out on our website, www.amanet.org. Lois Kelly is author of Beyond Buzz, The Next Generation of Word-of-Mouth Marketing. She's dedicated her career to helping companies develop strategies that get potential customers and clients to buy, believe, and change, no matter how complex the topic or how competitive the market. Lois' articles have appeared in USA Today, The Wall Street Journal, Brand Week, Advertising Age, and Ad Week. We've heard of word-of-mouth marketing, but there's also this idea or concept of conversational marketing. Are they the same thing, or how are they different?
Conversational marketing is different than word-of-mouth marketing. Word-of-mouth marketing is really, giving people a reason to talk about your product or service. Conversational marketing is much more talking about a point of view and exchanging ideas with people. And in the world we live in now with blogs and podcasts like this, and even face-to-face meeting, people are looking to have conversations to make sense of information. So it's giving people a reason to talk with you and about your firm.
This idea has been getting quite a bit of coverage in the media lately, including Advertising Age.
Yes.
Why are people saying conversational marketing is the next big thing in marketing and advertising? It sounds like an old idea.
You know, in many ways, it is an old idea that for years we've always made decisions based on conversations with people. What's new is how the Web 2.0 has changed how we communicate. So now when you have so many more channels with online communities and blogs, all of that is a conversation. People trust other people more than they trust companies. So they're looking to those conversational channels for their information and to really figure out who they're going to trust. So if a company, if you stop sort of that whole telling and selling and yelling and engage in a more conversational approach, it helps to build trust and relationships more quickly.
So by conversation, you don't necessarily mean me talking to my neighbor. It may be me, having some type of dialogue on a blog or something like that.
Right. Well, it can be both. I think a lot of when you look at for business-to-business companies and for professional services firms, when people are making a decision on whether to buy a multi-million-dollar contract or piece of software, they're usually sitting down with sales representatives to have a conversation. And in that way, conversational marketing can be face-to-face, or it can also be the type of conversations that you would have, say, in an online community.
Well, what types of business problems or challenges does this new approach to marketing solve?
I think the biggest one is, again, this trust, that most people, they don't trust companies. They don't trust, the marketing information that's just full of features and functions and trying to sell them. So it helps them get to know the company and the people behind the company, and it builds trust. The second thing is people are overwhelmed with information. So a different style of communications, being able to have conversations, helps people more quickly make sense of all this information that's coming at us. And the third thing is that for years there's been this sort of stalemate between marketing and sales. And, marketing says if the salespeople would just stay on message, we'd be all set. And the salespeople say if those marketing people would just give us something interesting to talk about, we could sell more effectively. So when you have conversational ideas, it works for marketing and it works for sales, and it bridges that divide.
What common obstacles do businesses have to overcome being successful? I mean, how do they get successful in this?
Yeah, well, I think one of the ways people get successful is you have to remember that when people are buying your product or service, they're not just buying it because of the features and the functions. People buy for emotional reasons. Whether it's a consumer product or a business-to-business product, or whether you're hiring a big, IT consulting firm. So one of the obstacles is, how do you change your style and open up into discussions so that people get to know you in your company? And so one of the obstacles is that people in companies, they've never really had a point of view. It's always been about the product. People really want to understand what you believe in and what you're all about. I think the Dove campaign for Real Beauty is a great idea of having a point of view. And the point of view is that, you know, women come in all, you know, all ages and shapes and sizes, and that, and beauty comes in all ages and shapes and sizes. And that's been their point of view. And it's just been fabulous because we get to know Dove on a very different way. It really triggers our emotions. So I think having a point of view that connects with people emotionally is one obstacle people have to overcome. The second obstacle is related to point of view. There are just so many fraidy cats in companies that they just want to talk about products, and they're afraid to have a point of view or to offer their insights or opinions or advice. So we sort of have to get over the fraidy cats as well. And the third thing is that in conversational marketing today, it requires a very different communication skill set. It's not just making advertisements, and it's not doing traditional publicity. So one of the obstacles is, you know, sort of changing our organizations and those skill sets and bringing people in who, you know how to listen, know how to have conversations, and know how to share ideas that provoke conversations.
Can you give us an example of a company that gets it, that's doing it right?
Yes. As I said, I think that Dove certainly gets it and does it right. I think Sun Microsystems is another example. Big technology company who, you know, for years what they talked about was, you know, why they hated Microsoft. And what they've really gone to is their point of view or their belief is that sharing technology can end the digital divide. Really big idea that does connect to their business vision. But it's a very interesting idea that that are helping people better understand the soul of that company and begin to form a relationship with the company based on more than just their product and technology, but on what they believe. I'll give you another example, much smaller example. There's a small hospital in Rhode Island called Women and Infants Hospital. And, you know, what they're doing so successfully is that their point of view is that you have to treat women with dignity. And it's all about dignity. It's a hugely appealing view, and they have developed all their marketing programs around that concept, talking about what dignity means in the type of services that they provide to patients, you know, what dignity means in, you know, what kind of information patients want to get, you know, what dignity means, and they've opened up a community among people in Rhode Island, women talking about dignity in healthcare, which has really helped women form a very strong bond with the hospital. So it's that point of view that, you know, it's gotten people talking, and it's gotten people to trust and also form really strong brand relationship.
Lois, does conversational marketing play to a global audience, or are there national boundaries to this type of thing?
No, you know, I've been speaking at conferences all over the world. And it really speaks to, I can tell you that it speaks to people in Europe, in South America, North America, South Korea. People like to connect with other people. And what conversational marketing does is it creates ways for people to talk about ideas, beliefs, and views as it relates to those products and services that they buy and use. Now, the only country that I don't yet know is I don't know about Japan or China.
Do you find that it's a similar story between or as far as the gender issue is concerned?
Yeah, it's very similar. And we find that women often talk more frequently in conversations, But men, while they might not engage in conversations as frequently, when they do, they go very, they drill down into some real substance. And they also seem to really embrace this, again, because it's helping them usually make sense of ideas or choices. And the second thing that it's helping both genders do is get to know people and build relationships and trust.
And my last question, what can businesses do to get started?
I think, you know, the first thing, I think if you look at marketing is a conversation. And one of the most important things about a conversation is listening. And I think that's the most important thing for companies in getting started is to look at new ways to listen to what the conversations are and what people are talking about. And in my book, I talk about, I think there's 7 ways that you can really start listening. And when you start listening to the conversation, you get to know your customers more deeply. You understand where to participate in the conversations. And you're able to bring back insights into your company that aren't just about marketing communications, but also can help you shape strategy. So I think listening is, you know, I think it's 50% of marketing today. And it's one of the best places to get started.
It's once again time for You've Been Spotted, where we interview random people who are attending a workshop or seminar at one of our 5 executive conference centers. For more information on our executive conference centers and seminars, please visit our website, www.amanet.org. And here's Kevin Lee.
Today at the AMA Center, I asked participants to share their word-of-mouth marketing experiences by talking about which products and services they can't stop talking about.
My Subaru. I've been a Subaru owner since 2001. I absolutely love my car. I just traded in my first one to get my second one. I tell everyone and their mother about it because I just love the all-wheel drive and dependability and all that fun stuff. And in fact, have influenced one of my coworkers to go out and buy one as well. I love that car. I wouldn't trade it in for anything.
Oh, well, I'll have to tell you about the product Slingbox, which is incredibly amazing to me. It gives you the ability to take your home cable box and bring your TV with you on your portable phone or your laptop computer. A friend of mine, a coworker, had purchased one, and I had told him about a specific cell phone that I was very happy with, which happens to have the ability to go out and browse the web. He took the 2 pieces of technology, put them together, and asked me if I wanted to see something cool one day, and I took a look, and I said, now's the time, I'm getting one. So I have the phone, and I have the Slingbox, and when I'm on a long enough commute where I can get the internet 3G connectivity on my phone, I will watch TV. Everybody I see, when I happen to have it up on my phone, I do this exact same thing that my friend did. You want to see something pretty cool?
That is a really good looking shrimp salad.
There was a little deli next to the New York Gift. And then I saw they had food, and I saw they had the mozzarella and tomato. Then I saw they had the shrimp, and I was like, oh, a little bit together.
You got a little creative with that.
A little creative, oh, yeah. I like to be creative.
I work in a managed services company, and we do a lot of things. And one of the things we do well is food. I guess that's why I can tell fresh from not fresh food and that sort of thing and what's good and what's not. So I'm very particular. Very particular.
It would be great to hear your feedback on this program, so please drop us an email note at podcast@amanet.org or call us at 800-697-3406. That's 800-697-3406. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.